Shakespeare's Richard III is set during the tumultuous politics of the War of the Roses in 15th century England. For the half hour or so before the play begins, the audience in IU's Wells Metz Theater was treated to the tumultuous politics of the early 21st century with an unending rotation of Obama and Romney campaign ad claims. The play is the IU Department of Theater and Drama's contribution to Themester 2012, Good Behavior, Bad Behavior. As he limped in, the leather-clad Aaron Kirkpatrick announced that he was going to be as solid a representative of bad behavior as we could imagine, and then went on to prove it. After killing her father and husband, he seduced Lady Anne, played with pathos by Courtney Lucien. After false protestations of brotherly affection, he had his brother Clarence, a sympathetic Nathan Robbins, killed. He even had his most loyal supporter Buckingham, the eloquent Austin Wilson, killed. Being an enemy to Richard was dangerous, but being a supporter just as perilous. Throughout the play, Kirkpatrick's Richard was alternately frightening, devious, and even engaging. He was a villain for all seasons. Overseeing and commenting on the action was the potent Nicole Bruce as Queen Margaret. With her keen insights and angry speeches, she led a chillingly dramatic scene in the second act as she taught Lady Anne and Andrea Mellos, the widow of Edward IV, just how to level a curse on Richard. In contrast with the darkness of Richard and the leather-clad House of York, the victorious opposition House of Lancaster was more colorfully and lightly dressed. They were led by the cheerfully open-faced Taylor Crusoe as the future Tudor King, Henry VII. Director Gavin Cameron-Webb thinks of the warring houses of York and Lancaster as gangs of thugs, not royal personages. Costume designer Katie Cowan-Sickmeyer had quite a show with the varieties of gang-style leather. Frankly, during much of the first act, just trying to sort out those players was a daunting task. There are more than 20 actors, most playing two characters each in Richard III, and even the stenciling of the names on the jackets only helped some. One that I do remember, just for her nervous energy as she rubbed a set of brass knuckles, was Joey Esteva as Lord Lovell. For a nice contrast, by the way, the anonymous messengers and even the murderers are all in gray modern business attire. Richard III at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center continues with 7:30 performances October 23rd through the 27th. There's also a 2 o'clock Saturday matinee. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.